Accused spy Brian Regan appears in federal court today, where he'll argue he should not face a possible death penalty. He is accused of trying to sell secrets to Iraq, Libya, and China. The government says Brian Regan's case is so serious that he should be the first spy to be executed since Julius and Ethel Rosenberg in 1953. NPR's Larry Abramson reports.
For nearly a decade, Brian Regan worked as an intelligence officer for the Air Force. He had a top secret security clearance and had access to information about military reconnaissance satellites. A couple of years ago, he took that expertise with him to the private sector at defense contractor TRW, which designs and builds those satellites. That's when a good man turned very bad, according to the government. Stephen Aftergood of the Federation of American Scientists says between 1999 and 2001, Brian Regan apparently decided to make some money off of his expertise.
This gentleman was a freelancer offering secrets to anybody he could do business with, Iraq, Libya, China, and he got caught.
The government says Regan composed an elaborate coded letter to Saddam Hussein offering to sell the Iraqi leader information about how U.S. satellites pinpoint Iraqi anti-aircraft capabilities. That, Regan explained, will limit the U.S. capability to target and destroy expensive weapon systems. The price, $13 million. It sounds like the beginning of a great spy thriller, except that Regan got busted before he ever heard back from Saddam or from officials in Libya or China. If Regan did in fact cook up this scheme, his attorney, John Shapiro, points out he never profited from it.
And we are at a complete loss to understand how the government in good faith can seek death for this man now.
In court, Regan and his attorneys will argue there's no way an aborted scheme to sell secrets should earn him an execution, not after the government has reached plea agreements with spies who did much more damage.
And that includes Robert Hansen, who pled guilty in this very court just a number of months ago to acts which were absolutely egregious and covered an 18-year period, including responsibility for the death of three U.S. agents in Russia.
John Shapiro says Regan may have been arrested before last year's terror attacks, but he's being prosecuted as part of the government's post-9/11 fervor. Shapiro wants to know why his client has been singled out, while the New York Times has published leaked plans for a possible invasion of Iraq. But former U.S. Attorney Andrew McBride says Regan intended to do serious damage, and the law says intent counts for a lot.
There's no doubt that what Mr. Regan was planning could have caused significant harm in the sense that he was going to give information that could have significantly assisted the Iraqis in shooting down American pilots. And he put their, even by attempting this, he put their lives in greater danger. And so that deserves severe punishment.
But McBride is skeptical that a jury will give the death penalty to a would-be spy. And in fact, Regan's attorneys may be fishing for a deal. Robert Hansen avoided death by agreeing to describe just what he'd sold and how he sold it. Attorney John Shapiro says he's ready to discuss a deal, but there's one problem.
The government is not interested in speaking to us.
That may be because in the post-9/11 world, the government won't deal with alleged spies anymore, or it may be because Regan has nothing to deal with. Since he never sold anything, never even found a customer, he may not have much to tell. Regan's actual trial is scheduled for early next year. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.